Yankee fan from the Netherlands. And I'm gonna tell you, Coltrane Railroad is cool!
Hello, I'm Valentina from Holland. And I just love Coltrane Railroad.
Attention all alligators and jitterbugs! Here comes riff number 5 in the Battle of Barrel House Boogie Woogie in the Blues, featuring Katie Bowser, Chris Donahue, and tintinnabulating the treble clef, the cats whose paw is the daddy of the diggity downbeat, the Coltrane Railroad Quartet. Coltrane Railroad podcast number 5 is on the air!
Podcast number 5, Katie.
Unbelievable, really?
We made it. We made it to number 5.
Hi, wow. Our summer series is almost over, and we can tell because it's hot out.
It's 105 degrees outside, and it feels like about 80 degrees in here, doesn't it? Well, yeah. Part of the reason is that you brought a friend with you today. This is the second week in a row, the second podcast in a row that we've had a guest.
Lots of special guests.
Last time was Minty and Milkshake, and wait a minute, I think I...
Do you recognize? This is a very special guest.
No, I'm going to come to pieces if it's who I think it is.
It really is who you think it is. It is the Tony James.
Tony James from Out of the Box on the Disney Channel?
That one. He's also the guy who's the voice of Sprout.
Tony, can I have your autograph? I'm a really big fan.
He's a really big fan.
Oh,
Chris. I think you're making him a little nervous. Can you play a little cool?
It happened again.
I mean, Tony, you know how to
I've
write your name,
I've made the guest uncomfortable.
Yeah, he knows how to write his name.
I just...
he's doing it.
No, I'm...
No, it's cool. It's cool. I think...
No, it's Chris?
Yes, C-H-R-I-S. Okay. I'm sorry.
Donahue has two O's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? I don't want to say anything now since I've made Tony uncomfortable. Tony, why don't you say hello to everybody? You're used to TV cameras, microphones.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, it's a little... Hello, is this right here? Mm-hmm. Is this... Okay. Hello, everybody.
Is that it?
That was very nice.
Okay.
That was a nice hello.
That came in all right?
Tony, are you maybe feeling a little shy now, though?
No, well, you know, and I'm fine.
Okay. You're fine.
He is feeling shy, I can tell, and it's my fault.
And I think sometimes, it's just hospitable sometimes if you bring someone into your situation, sometimes it makes them feel a little better if you share something with them.
Don't hand them my autograph book right away. That's what you're saying?
You should maybe wait a minute on the autograph.
Wait until they're comfortable.
And how about this? All right. Something we're good at sharing here at Coltrane Railroad is music. Chris, don't you have a song?
I do have a song. I have a great song. Our podcast today is brought to you by The Turnip Truck. Natural market here in East Nashville, where we live, where you can find all sorts of vegetables.
Ooh, local produce, all kinds of generally yummy things.
Fruits, breads, etc., etc., etc.
Produce.
So turnips, of course, made me think root vegetables, which always remind me of Nat King Cole.
Root vegetables make you think of Nat King Cole? Tell me all about that.
The association comes because Nat King Cole recorded a great song called Solid Potato Salad.
No kidding.
He did.
He must have known about the turnip truck.
And it swings hard. It's awesome. So let's play this for Tony. Maybe then Tony will be a little more comfortable in our studio here, and we can ask him some more questions after the music.
Tony, if you'd like to jump in here, I could tell you that before a song, we generally all like to say, dig it.
Well, I dig potato salad.
Cool.
Dig it, yes. And Katie, I forgot to tell you.
Uh-huh.
I thought the Victrola was a little old-fashioned, so I went out and bought a phonograph.
No kidding.
So check this out. And here comes the Nat King Cole Trio with Solid Potato Salad.
Dig it.
Dig it. Tony?
I dig potato salad.
Some folks like their taters lining, some prefer French fries. But I like mine fixed with mayonnaise, coleslaw on the side. Solid potato salad, that solid salad jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Solid potato salad, and let's have no yak yak. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. The farmer said to the spud, your skin looks slightly pallid, so I'll dig you later, bud. For some solid potato salad, solid potato salad, that solid salad jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Thank you. right back. Solid potato, solid. It's really fine and you better latch on. Solid potato, solid. Don't hesitate, we'll get a plate before it's all gone. The farmer said to the spud, your skin looks slightly pallid, so I'll dig you later, bud. Put some solid potato, solid potato, solid. That solid, solid jack. Solid potato, solid boy. Take a plate, fill it up. Take a plate, fill it up. Bring it right back. Take a plate, fill it up. Bring it right back.
Nat King Cole Trio.
With you are not kidding. That's one.
Wow, yeah, that only three great. Of them. No drums. Tony, you play drums.
Yes. Yes. You know, I've been known to, you know, make noise with sticks.
Uh-huh. And I see you're feeling a little more comfortable now. Yeah. That's, well, you, that's you know, nice to see.
That song, I got to admit, that got me in the mood.
And yeah, I'm sorry about shoving my autograph book in your face.
No, it's right from the get-go. Right. It's fine.
Well, Katie, you called Tony's mother, right? And she told you a whole bunch of other stuff that Tony did.
I did. Oh, does that make you uncomfortable that we called your mama?
Yeah, well, no, it's okay. She's great. So.
Did I make another faux pas?
No.
By revealing that?
Tony, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us what, we know some stuff about you.
Okay, like what?
We know that you did some books for Scholastic. You read some books?
Yes, yeah, I did.
Some recordings?
I have. I've done a few things for them. Some really ones that stick out, some works by Virginia Hamilton, like I read The House of Dice Dreer. I've read some books by Bill Cosby and some fairy tales, you know, the Brothers Grimm.
The Brothers mm-hmm. Grimm.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I've done a few projects for them.
Oh, awesome. And I also know that you play drums, but you do other stuff that's rhythmic, too. Like, you were in the off-Broadway show Stomp, weren't you?
Yes.
Where
yes.
did you play in Stomp?
Well, the thing is with Stomp, there are eight performers. So we play. What do we play? Everything, including the kitchen sink.
You actually play the kitchen sink?
Yes, we did. There's a routine where we have four of us come out with kitchen sinks strapped to us, and we just make a whole lot of
Oh, I saw that on the commercial.
Did you see that? Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So that was a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Super awesome.
And the original American cast for that. So
you know how to do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, well, yeah.
He can sing, he can dance, he can act.
And he writes songs.
He writes songs.
And he has a CD of his own.
He's been known to rock out.
Yeah, you know.
That's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm getting kind of nervous now.
Yeah.
Gee.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep a lid on it because we're not even halfway through. We still have to get to our commercial. We have Ralston queued up for our commercial for the turnip truck.
Oh, awesome. I like Ralston's commercials. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ralston, are you ready?
Yeah, he's giving me the thumbs up there in the booth. So we'll play the commercial and we'll come right back with more from Tony James.
Sounds good.
A not-so-green giant grew tired one day of eating his food out of cans. His string beans were wilted, corn niblets atrocious, and yuck, those syrupy yams. He decided to stomp towards East Nashville in hopes of perking his appetite up. When, to his amazement, organic food in the market of one turnip truck. There were turnips, tomatoes, and tarragon, too. Tempeh, tamari, tahini, tofu, feta, and fennel, miso, and mung, ginger, granola, and sweet summer plums. Supplements, certainly. Vitamins? Mm-hmm. All. Not to mention ice creams at the back freezer wall. And once he had dined, he felt lively and strong and brought home some psyllium to move things along. His greenness restored, he was jolly and plucky. Or, as we say in East Nashville,
ho, ho, ho.
White Turnip Truckee. The Turnip Truck Natural Market is located at 970 Woodland Street in East Nashville. Telephone 615-650-3600. That's 615-650-3600. www.theturniptruck.com.
Thank you, Turnip Truck, for sponsoring this podcast.
And thank you, Turnip Truck, for making yummy things for my tummy.
Mm-hmm. Now, the theme of this podcast is sharing, as we've said.
Oh, yeah.
I have some things that I want to share with our new friend, Tony. I've got, Tony, you play drums.
Oh.
So there's some drumsticks.
Oh, cool.
And
thank
what
you
else?
Very much.
Oh, way to share.
Wow.
And
one
of my favorite, he doesn't wait, let just anybody
But wait, there's
drumsticks.
More. My favorite coffee mug. I have my coffee mug.
Oh, thank you.
And a dartboard.
Here. And a dartboard.
A dartboard. Cool, and, Chris.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, this is Chris really sharing with you. This
is
a
great.
Big deal. There you go.
Enjoy.
Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Really
we're really glad you're here.
That.
Genius.
It's great.
See?
Do you play the coffee cup?
He's in Stomp.
He plays the dartboard.
He plays everything. He was in Stomp.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Including the kitchen sink, right, as I said before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris.
You're very welcome.
You guys are making me feel a lot better. Thank you.
Oh, good. Well, so our theme is sharing. And, well, Chris, that was some real nice sharing. And Tony, how does sharing make you feel?
Sharing makes me feel wonderful.
Because I have to tell you, I don't always like to share. Sometimes I don't. I just really don't want to.
Well, that's understandable. It's understandable. That's very honest of you, Katie.
I'm just saying.
That's very good. I mean, I think we all have, you know, moments where we don't feel like sharing, or we think we don't have anything to share. But it is such a wonderful feeling. And you know, Chris, thank you so much for the cup and
you're
the
welcome.
Sticks and the dartboard.
Use it all in good health.
I shall. But, you know, I was just thinking now as you were giving this that I was like, I don't have anything to share with you guys. Now I feel like sharing. But then I remembered that actually you can share. It doesn't have to be a thing.
It can be who you are
as a person, sharing your space, sharing your time, sharing your feelings.
And you've been doing lots of that with us.
Well, now I haven't.
We've been doing lots of sharing then.
Yeah.
We're having a share fest.
Well said. Yeah. Well said. And you know what?
Yeah,
now,
nice
Tony,
to
of course, we're all musicians. Uh-huh. And the idiom of jazz is very special because musicians...
Idiom. Did you just call him a... What did you call him?
No, idiom. I said idiom.
Oh, I thought he said... Okay. Yeah.
The style of music known as jazz...
Feel better now.
...is based on sharing because all of the musicians have to constantly be listening and giving each other space to play.
Way about
space
sharing.
To be heard and know when it's their turn to be heard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
You don't want to go like interrupting and stuff.
No.
You gotta just listen and
no,
share.
You don't want to play all over everybody. You have to choose your moments. And that's what's so much fun about it, because it really feels like a great sharing experience.
It's true. It's very true.
At its best, mm-hmm. you know.
As a matter of fact, we have a Coltrane.
Is it time?
It's time. We are nearly to the end and we have our song, which is about sharing.
And this is a song that was on our is on our record.
It still is.
It still is? Are you sure you checked? It's still on the record?
Pretty sure.
Okay, good. And so we're going to play What's Mine is Yours, What's Yours is Mine, our song about sharing. And you will hear sharing with each other. John Westbury on the drums.
And Tyson Rogers is going to be playing piano.
You will sing, will you not?
I will. I will. Will you play some bass?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait a minute. Is our friend back? Our guitar-playing, globe-trotting friend?
Are you talking about Shorty Pepperton?
Shorty Pepperton, Shorty Pepperton, Shorty Pepperton, Shorty Pepperton, Shorty Pepperton.
Good name.
I got
good
a telegram name. From Shorty Pepperton, and he said that he is going to return
telegram.
In triumph for the last podcast.
Okay.
In a couple of weeks.
No shortage. But we've got Tony James
I mean,
hanging out.
Not in the Triumph the car or Triumph the Canadian rock band, but in all his glory, all his guitar
in
glory.
All of his glory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know it. I've never heard the rock band.
Well, hey, I want to play. You ready? Tony, you mind if you give
I'm
us
ready.
A minute?
I'm now, ready. Chris,
will you play
share
some percussion?
This song
Absolutely.
With us.
Tony, you play
Absolutely.
Some percussion. Okay, I'm going to get you a box of stuff. And here we go. Coltrane Railroad Quartet with What's Mine is Yours.
What's Yours is Mine.
Dig it.
Dig it.
Dig it.
Oh, nice, Tony.
What's yours? What's yours is mine. When we share, oh, what a lovely time. It used to be I felt so blue, but suddenly I'm telling you, what's mine is yours. What's yours is mine.
Is that goodbye you? I like to share.
You're my friend, so help yourself. Take anything you want off of my bedroom shelf. When we're done, I'm glad to say I'll help you put it all away. And we'll go to your house and start again. Things seem to go so perfectly when we play together side by side. Can always just switch them back. fun. What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine. When we play together side by side, there's so much more to keep us occupied when our imaginations combine. I give you this, you give me that. Let's trade and we can always just switch them back. I'm glad I'm not the only one, 'cause sharing is just so much fun. What's mine is yours, what's yours is mine.
My mom and your mom, they already talked. Just come on over.
And there went the Coltrane Railroad Quartet with What's Mine Is Yours, parenthesis, What's Yours Is Mine.
We were so happy to share
Hope
it with
you. Hope you dug that, Tony.
I
we love
did,
sharing
me
with
gusta
you.
La canción.
And thank you for sharing the shaker with us. Oh. That was great.
No.
Yeah, thanks so much. That was awesome. Yeah.
Well, guys, you know what? I don't mean to be rude, but actually I have another appointment.
Oh, that's
to
cool.
Run. So,
okay.
So thank you for sharing your time with me.
Thank you for coming by and sharing
that was awesome.
Your stories with us.
Fantastic.
And if you would like more information about Coltrane, you can go to www.coltranerailroad.com. ColtraneRailroad.com. Yeah, Tony.
Sorry. No.
Yeah, that's my drum set. Do you want to play it? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. There's sticks there. Go ahead and play.
Yeah. Oh, and thanks to our sponsor, the Turnip Truck.
Yes.
He found the drums.
Tony found
and
the drums.
And thanks to Tony James for joining us today. We'll see y'all real soon. Dig it.
Dig it. Woo!